Lesson 28, Section 1, Interviews.
Now, one of the biggest hurdles to cross in getting a good job is the interview. There's no getting away from it, because in nearly every case, when you apply for a job, you'll be called for one or sometimes even two interviews. It's quite natural that you might also be dreading it. In fact, some people dread them so much they never turn up at all. What I want to try to do today is to take some of the sting out of the interview and get you over what I call job interview jitters, to show you how you can make a good impression and even use the interview to your own advantage. I mentioned two interviews earlier because some companies do a kind of screening interview first, where they try to find out what you're like and if you're suitable for the job before you go on to the main interview. This screening interview would probably be with someone from the personnel department. And I'd like now to show you on the video a couple of examples of these screening interviews, which I hope will help to illustrate how to go about it and how not to. In the first, Walter Edwards of the personnel department of a biscuit factory in Southampton is interviewing Anita Jones for a job as a secretary.
Come in, I'm Walter Edwards, and you're Miss...
Anita Jones, but my friends call me Nita.
How do you do, Miss Jones? Do please sit down. Now, your application tells me you were born in these parts. Did you grow up here?
Yes. Well, no. I was born here in Southampton, but my dad, that is my father, works in a bank, so we moved up north when I was fairly small, which is where I went to school. And then we moved back down here, which is why I live round here now, you see?
Quite. And I see you've just completed a one-year secretarial course. Is this your first job application?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, I've had several holiday jobs and part-time jobs, but this is, or rather, would be my first full-time job. I mean, this is the first time I've been looking for one.